With a look at Radio On The Go Sports, I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting for this Friday morning. And we have a team off to the state soccer tournament. The number 12-rated Iowa Falls Alden girls soccer team has qualified after a convincing 41 win in the 1A regional championship over GCGR yesterday afternoon as aired on 104.9 KLMJ. The regional final game was originally scheduled to kick off at 7, but was moved up in an attempt to avoid the severe weather, which they did. In the first half, Grace Hartford was awarded a penalty kick and used the opportunity to score her 31st goal of the season. About 10 minutes later, Hartford scored her 32nd goal of the season to make it 2-0. The Rebels' leading scorer, Karina Abruzer-Arsland, responded a couple minutes later, scoring her 20th goal of the season by beating the cadet goalkeeper, Abby Jensen, to make it 2-1. As the half ended, the rain moved into the Iowa Falls area, resulting in a delay for just over an hour. Once play resumed, Hartford continued to find success, driving toward the net, scoring her third goal of the game. About 30 minutes left in regulation, Hartford iced the game 23 minutes later with her fourth goal of the game. So a hat trick plus one. Cadet goalkeeper Jansen explains how the weather affected her approach to the game in front of the goal.
It changes a lot because my gloves will get obviously wet and it'll slip off the ball. And then obviously playing on turf at our home field, the ball skips off the turf very fast. So I like to play more back so then it could like really just play more safe because it'll come out twice as fast as a regular as a dry.
Hartford, who accounted for all of the cadets' goals, credits her success to her teammates.
I feel like as a striker, I kind of get most of the credit because, I mean, I get all the stats and stuff, but it's Kimmery and Kylie and all my midfield that really are there for me, and they're the ones who should be deserving all the credit.
And one of those teammates setting up goals this season is Kylie Konigsfeld, who leads the cadets with 23 assists. She says trusting her teammates has helped her become a stronger distributor this season.
When I have space, time, I see gaps in the defense, and I know my team is going to be there. We have speed in the front, and I just send it through the gaps, and I know that they can get in there with their speed and finish.
And the cadets will begin the state tournament play Monday in Ames. Stay tuned for details on that and interviews with the girls all coming up here with Radio On The Go and KLMJ. Now, not as fortunate yesterday was the Applington Parkersburg girls. Their matchup with Dyersville Beckman, even though they did move that up, they were not able to get that in. So that will be rescheduled for this morning. They're going to play that in Applington at 10 a.m. So morning soccer in Applington, 10 a.m. And you can tune that in on 99. The Wave. So we'll have some daytime sports for you coming up. Also yesterday, the Dighton Hartford baseball team earned a 7-6 win over rival Applington Parkersburg in walk-off fashion. In the seventh inning, Mick Stege had an RBI groundout, then Carson Brower drove in another to cut AP's deficit to 5-4. With two outs on a runner on, Kingston Holman delivered a two-run home run to left field, putting the Falcons in front 6-5. In the bottom of the seventh, though, Aiden Walston grounded out and drove in a run to tie the game at 6-6 for the Wolverines. Then John Moorman reached on air to allow Walston to score, ending the game 7-6 in favor of the Dighton Hartford Wolverines in Dyke yesterday. Holman pitched three innings with six strikeouts and no walks, but was credited as the losing pitcher. Klepsy led the Falcons offensively with three singles. Hoppenworth and Holman each had two RBIs. Walston was the winning pitcher for DNH, going 2.1 innings in relief, or 2 1/3 innings, that is. Moorman had two hits, and Gerbrock had two RBI in the win for DNH. Returning to action Saturday, the Falcons will be at the Wayne Bergstrom Classic at Clarion, and the Wolverines will be at a tournament at Iowa Falls. Also on the baseball scorecard from yesterday, let's take a look at that from RadioOnTheGo.com. AGWSR, another victory as they post a 7-5 win over East Marshall. The Belmont-Clemmie-Nashville Plainfield game was canceled in Belmont. The Clarion-Goldfield versus West Fort game in Clarion postponed. Clarksville at North Butler postponed. Grundy Center at Union suspended. Iowa Falls Alden versus PCM postponed, or that's actually canceled. South Hardin versus Jessup postponed. In softball, AGWSR's game was a final. They fell to East Marshall 15-1. The Mustangs rated number 8 in the state. Also, all the other games yesterday postponed or canceled. Coming off a 44-34 home loss to Monroe Greenheads in last week's season opener, the Iowa Woo will go for their first indoor football win of the season coming up Saturday when they visit the Memphis Hound Dogs. The Woo were burned by key turnovers, and the secondary got beat deep for two long touchdowns in a two-possession game. Head coach Victor Mann of the Woo.
Monroe was the better team at the end of the day. We left a lot of points out there on the field from an offensive standpoint, but just from a team standpoint, we didn't execute our game plan like we planned. And that's what happens in the game of football. You know, if you don't show up on ready to go to execute what you have in front of you, then sometimes, I mean, that's what you got to deal with, the loss in the game. So I feel like we had a lot of young guys with their first time being in a game, and, you know, they didn't execute as well. And just as a team, we got to be better.
The throw-off with Memphis at Memphis for the Iowa. We will be at 7.05 p.m. inside the Memphis Sports and Events Center coming up on Saturday. Former Iowa football standout Tyler Lindebaum is adjusting to a new team and a new system. The three-time Pro Bowl center signed a free agent contract with the Las Vegas Raiders after spending 4 years with the Baltimore Ravens.
Obviously, a whole new staff, whole new playbook, whole new teammates. Blend in with each other and just be the best possible teammate I can be for the guys. And then, you know, obviously figuring out how we, you know, what makes us tick, you know, how we operate on a day-to-day basis. And it's been fun to, you know, go through that journey with the guys here.
Lindebaum is working with former Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza. The Heisman Trophy winner was the first pick in April's NFL draft.
He's been great, soaking in everything. Everything he's being taught, you know, trying to take it and then apply it into the classroom and onto the field. You can tell, you know, he wants to be great. And, you know, that's all you can ask for these, the whole rookie class coming in, is how much information can you take in and process and then take it out onto the field.
Lindebaum says it does not matter what team it is. Communication is the most important job for a center.
You know, being a leader on that offensive line and trying to get people in the right places and communicate as loud and effectively as possible. And then on the flip side of that, you know, having communication with the quarterback, making sure everyone's on the same page and, you know, seeing it in the same lens. And, you know, as we move along, you know, continue to, you know, learn the offense as a unit. And then, you know, we'll get closer and closer to where we want to be. But we're a long ways from that, and we just got to keep getting better.
In basketball news, former Iowa State standout Tamen Lipsey is traveling the country to looking to improve his stock in the upcoming NBA draft. Lipsey would love to follow the footsteps of another Ames High School grad in Harrison Barnes by getting drafted by the Warriors.
When I was a little kid, you know, I remember saying, when they ask you what do you want to be when you grow up, so I always said an NBA player. So just to get these opportunities to work out for teams and talk to teams, it's been a blessing, and I don't take it for granted. And there's another player from Ames High School that played for the Warriors, so who knows, but he won a championship here and did a lot of great things. So shout out to Harrison.
Lipsey on how he is approaching the series of workouts.
You know, I'm attacking each workout the same way, with just being who I am, who I've been over my whole basketball career, especially at Iowa State. I'm a winner. We won a lot of games, and I feel like I can contribute to winning in a lot of ways. So not necessarily trying to come out here and show people or prove people wrong, but just staying true to who I am.
In other sports news of Iowa natives, Zach Johnson will highlight next week's field at the Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines. The 12-time winner on the PGA Tour and a 2-time major winner has made an immediate impact on the PGA Tour champions since reaching the age of 50. In 6 starts, Johnson has 1 win, a second-place finish, as well as a third-place finish.
When he became eligible and was playing down in Florida at the James Hardy and won the tournament, we started to feel pretty optimistic that he'd like to call Champions Tour his primary tour for the season. And at that point, we talked to his team and just try to see what his plans would be for the year. And immediately they shared how excited they were to come back to Des Moines and be a part of this tournament.
That's Alex McCarty, the tournament director of the Principal Charity Classic. McCarty says Johnson's inclusion has created added buzz leading up to the tournament.
We've seen, you know, increased interest, whether it's ticket sales or people just wanting to come out. It really kind of boosts everything that we do. And at the end of the day, we hope that he can play well and have his name up on the leaderboard and compete against some of those other legends of the game that you'll see out here.
Johnson won the Masters in 2007 and 2015, won a playoff to capture the British Open. Again, today there is some soccer, the makeup game for the Applington-Parkersburg girls soccer team in the regional championship. This is the match to go to state, folks. It's against Dyersville-Beckman, and they'll be rescheduled for this morning, 10 a.m., 9:45. We go on the air here just in a couple hours on 99 The Wave for the pregame with John Mowinkle live from Applington. Also today, let's take a look at the baseball and softball scene that will be happening for our area. Not a big schedule for Friday, actually. Belmont, Clemmy boys and girls are at North Iowa. Clarksville is hosting Baxter in baseball and softball as well. South Hardin is hosting the Ogden Bulldogs in baseball. West Fork softball and baseball hosting the St. Ansgar Saints this evening. And also Algona at Claring Goldfield Dows for softball here tonight in our listening area. AGWSR softball hosting North Butler with Sauerkraut Days going on down in Ackley today. And don't forget, if you like to play pickleball, weather permitting, they're going to do pickleball at the park on Saturdays, every Saturday, 8 a.m. in Hampton, 8 to 10 at the Progress Park Courts. That is by the swimming pool. More sports can be found online at radioonthego.com, as well as on X and Twitter and a whole lot more on social media. I'm Dwayne Carson reporting. Have a fabulous Friday and try to stay dry.